changes and all that stuff.
I mean,
we could do that like for the people who already downloaded it. You mean?
Yeah, that's fine. This is really who it's for.
Yeah, later on. Not now, but like later on. Yeah, we could do that.
Oh, yeah. It didn't matter to me. It's just what you guys wanted.
It's a bad idea to encourage people to make proxies of your cards.
I think so. Good. I think it is.
But it's going to the people who downloaded the original.
Sure, it's going to them first, and they'll play with their friends, and their friends will go, this is awesome, where'd you get it? And maybe they go, you could buy it at the shop, or I can just give you this file that I got from when I downloaded this stuff from Kickstarter.
You know, I agree. I agree with that to a certain extent. The only thing is that, you know, because we are a use... It's just like the whole concept of freemium game. Like, the games are free, but you still want the real card.
Well, you know what? You actually, know? If we keep it on the original... Adobe Illustrator templates, not our actual templates, but on the real crappy template.
That's what I was talking about.
If you do it like that, it wouldn't be it wouldn't be so.
So when you release a spoiler, how are you going to release a spoiler?
Same way Magic does, just words.
Oh, I see.
No, you could release the card images, just release them at the wrong size.
We can do that too, yeah.
Yeah, just release them at a size so that if you print it, it's not the right... Like, it's too much work for somebody to try and copy it.
Yeah. And again, it's, you know, the whole freemium idea. We're such a small beginning thing, you know. Like, this obviously you don't want to do if you're like Magic or, you know, a big game already, but, you know, you want to do it. I think it's just encouraging to have people play the game for free, kind of like, you know, they download it for free on their iPhone, and then you have them have to buy the next deck, you know. So I kind of don't like the fact that two of them out there, so which means that if this really does take a hold, you're going to have
people... Oh, you all right? I'm sorry,
dude.
Oh,
my God.
Sorry, dude. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
For those of you listening, Greg just hit
Jess. He just stabbed Jess.
With a door handle.
I'm sorry.
You all right, bro?
You all right?
Yeah, I was right in the spine,
dude.
Man.
Oh, man, dude.
Oh, man.
Scoot over to the door.
Yeah, I will.
Well, I walked in, I was like,
man,
this is out of the way.
This room is, like, bad for you.
It is.
Last week, Jess came in here and sat down and fell off a stool into the wall.
So by the end of the first print run, he'll probably be paralyzed.
Yeah, seriously.
Or quadriplegic here.
Well, I want to give him his arms at least. He needs his arms.
I'll hold the shaft, Spunk.
That's fair.
I'm sorry. Wait, you got umbrella insurance, right?
I don't like this plan.
are you in good hands?
Why did you be black?
So what are we talking about today, Ryan?
Satan.
Okay, so you guys want to start now?
Sure.
Oh, I thought you were recording.
I am recording. I just started.
Okay, here. We're officially starting now.
Cool.
Welcome to episode 4 of this game design of timetravelgame.com. We're going to talk about just some goals and, or not goals, progress, I should say. Progress and goals of what we've been doing so far this week and progress on the game, us getting the print for Arc the Game, previously called Time Flux. And what got done, what didn't, goals for the week, and any insights to share. Who would like to start?
What got done? This is Thomas Rushing, and what got done this week is we actually were able to, we got a list of all of our artists together, aligned them with the cards, and I was working very closely with Jess. We spent a lot of time developing our spreadsheets and organizing our artwork, and Jess did an amazing job of pulling together all of our templates. We have one artist who designed them all, and Jess was able to format everything so it looks beautiful with the wording and making sure that the rules are worded properly. Spent a lot of time on that.
Flawless job.
Yeah, awesome. Very good job.
Amazing job.
Thank you.
That's what we got
done. I'm not done yet, but thank you.
Yeah, it's getting there. Greg?
What are we talking about, sir?
Well, what got done?
What got done? I was able to get a couple last-minute pieces of templates that we needed to get in. Actually, just forwarded those to Thomas and Jess today. So hopefully those will be the end of that, and that way we'll have all the templates in, and we'll be able to get them completed real soon.
Quick question, Greg. Did you, because you sent those emails out, I never even got to look and download that email, the template that's missing. Did you guys figure out that what template was missing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
we
got.
Okay.
We got that. Because my Photoshop, along with Thomas's Photoshop, was on the fritz, so we couldn't even look it up. But we I got mine, and now he's got his.
Yep.
I just gave you, so we're all set.
Got the computer fixed.
Woohoo!
That's another report.
You did, or you got a new computer?
I got a used computer from someone else's house that is mine.
So you didn't fix his computer.
Yeah, it's not fixed. But I got around the problem nonetheless. Same result, so now I'm back online, which is great.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I'll go down to this to what didn't happen, and combined with the goals of the week, is to get the last two pieces art in, which hopefully will be sometime today. Keep your fingers crossed, gentlemen. It'll be for our past and future templates. So, yeah, hopefully that comes through. If not, we do have a backup, but we'll see. Hopefully it comes through. You got anything to add?
We got a name ready.
Yeah, and we were working yesterday. I was working with Lance on the name. And we
got the name for the engineer.
Yep, the engineer's name's been finalized. His name is William Mason. We changed his last name from Prometheus because we want Prometheus to be a title.
It works better that way.
It does. It was Lance's idea. It was a good idea.
Mason's a good name. I like that.
Yeah.
Good idea.
We could tie that into the story.
I know. I'm amazed.
What kind of title is that going to be? Is that going to be like a rank?
Yeah.
Or
basically
like a military rank? Or,
I don't know. Like
a position title?
I would say it's more like an honorary title slash rank. Like head of the engineers, Prometheus.
Yeah.
The dude who makes
like
everything.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I thought it was a good idea.
We're nailing down on Abigail's name here.
Yeah.
We got the card name. Now we just need a character name.
Her last name. So the card name for Abigail is Abigail the Visionary.
That's the purist, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
This is the purist.
For those
that are familiar,
looking at the old
yeah.
cards.
Yeah, yeah. The purist, yeah. And so Abigail the Visionary is our purist, and she's a representative from the...
Puritan Concordat.
Yep. And she's the one who does the time traveling for the purists. So her card name is Abigail the Visionary. We're trying to work on a last name. So if you have any suggestions, feel free to go to timetravel.com and share them with us.
Timetravelgame.com,
yeah. Thank you.
Based on that suggestion, on the side note, for our promotional mercenary card, we'd also like your insight on possible names for him as well. So go ahead and send your ideas at that same address.
Yeah, timetravelgame.com.
Timetravelgame.com.
There you go, Ryan.
Working on, got done, decided to get done. I got done yesterday. I just sent out an email blast about the updates. I got cards from Thomas to share on the website. I posted some new art. I just really posted, and I finally posted the third podcast on, I think, on Wednesday. And then I just sent the email out about it on Thursday. What else did I do? Just on Twitter, being active on Twitter. It's been a pretty busy week for me with work, trying to figure out just how to, you know, fit more time into it, because there's like so much stuff I want to do, but then again I spend more time thinking about it than doing it. So the thing that's hard is just, you know, prioritizing the things that need to be done, and that's typically like emailing everybody. So I emailed, you know, after I posted the updates on the website, on the blog post, I emailed everybody so that way people know about the posts. And then also just getting, you know, other people on Twitter, trying to get people more involved, and then tagging people so that way they can get, so we can build our Twitter following. Some stuff I did write down. We had 5 followers this week, and then we had our Facebook likes didn't move. Haven't been able to spend time promoting that yet. Our list size went up by 4, so we got 4 new downloads on the Cyborg deck. I wasn't able to check visitors because of having trouble with the website. And then we talked about possibly changing, or probably going to change the website template. So,
yeah, possibly the server.
Oh, and the server, yeah, possibly the server.
Because we're having some problems on our existing server. The website keeps going down, so we're working on that.
Yeah, so finding, just trying to find, you know, make things more smooth with our whole process of the whole marketing part. Right now, our main focus really is, or my main focus, I should say, is just really email marketing and the podcast along with Twitter. The next step really is to try to build the list size by getting a new downloadable deck later. Maybe in the future, we don't know. We're still discussing that. And then also getting, what was the other thing? Oh, and also working on the Facebook likes as well, trying to find a way to promote that as well.
You're welcome. So the next topic is what didn't get done, is that right?
What didn't get done, the artist list, but you guys did it, so it got done.
Yeah, and I don't think you would have been able to figure that one out.
I was just
not because you're not capable, but just because there was so much that I had to go off of just intuition because of how it was put together before. And the actual original artist list that I had compiled before, because I'm not a disorganized person, I didn't wait till the last minute to do this. I actually had it, but it disappeared. It's not, I have no idea.
It vanished.
In fact, Jess was sitting next to me. I was searching for a good half an hour trying to find it, and it was not on the computer. So I just recompiled it,
with what was on the existing list that we had.
I see.
Yeah, which was a donation list. It wasn't, but it had all.
So you went to all their links and then followed their emails and went back. That's what I was doing. I got like to six, and that took me about 10 minutes. And there's like 80 of them, so
yeah,
that took a while.
Well, on top of that, I also had to compile what cards they all did too. And the card names have changed from what they originally compiled the card for to a new card, which that was what took a lot of the time.
Yeah, that has to be absolutely perfect because you don't want...
Give wrong credit to the wrong person.
Right, exactly. That's the one thing I've been worried about with this is that, but unknown to me, I'm going to be putting the wrong artist name on
some
card.
That's why it took me so long.
Can you imagine if we had 300 cards or something like that? We'd like...
I think in the future we'll probably have a system to keep this from happening. And
every time we get an image, I'm just gonna plug it in right then.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. So there's a, but what didn't get done on my end, I didn't get the game to go to print yet. Another thing, and this is an eventful week. Another thing that actually got done was we selected our company that we're going to be using for printing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so that was a big decision. We're going with Delano Services, which means that we will not have the original card stock that we hope to have, but it will still be very nice, and it will still come out very clean and professional, and we're excited about it. So, and we're also, because of that, we're able to order more product, which I don't know how I'm going to have enough space in my garage for all this stuff, but...
That's right.
But it's good, you know.
How much is that going to take?
I did some math on
like how big is the
if we had 325,000 cards based on the size, approximate size of a 1,000 square foot, or I mean 1,000 count box of cards. So if you have 325,000 cards ordered, and you have 1,000 count boxes to hold the cards in. If the box is...
Oh, like the magic box.
Yeah, like, yeah, basically, just a regular card box, right. If assuming, based on that, I would need approximately 490 feet by 165 feet of space to hold all of them. Just the 325,000 cards. So, we're ordering double that. So... Yeah, so it's not going to fit.
I thought we were going to send it to Alliance.
No, not all of it. Not all of it.
But we are going to send some of it.
I think so, yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes. Because
then after it gets printed, what's going to happen? Are we going to just... It's going to ship to them and then ship to your house? Or
it's going
to
depend on how the pre-orders go and what we negotiate over the next few weeks. So,
okay.
So everyone's going to have... the extras in their trunk, and we're just gonna sell them on the street
corner. Yeah, reminds me of Hey man, you want a time travel game? Want a game? Reminds me of Michael Dell, and he did. He was at the back of his car.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you get the box art done yet?
No, we're starting to work on that. That's another thing that did not get done is the box art template, but that's something that we're working on this week. We also have to. I have to get the. I have to choose either ISBN or. UPC codes for our product.
What's
and I have to order those. ISBNs are supposed to be used for books,
mm-hmm.
and they're cheaper, and you get more of them.
And that's for every product you sell.
But some games use ISBNs, like I think I want to say Settlers of Catan uses ISBN. Magic cards use ISBN
right
numbers.
There.
Yeah,
okay.
The barcode. Is that an ISBN? Yeah.
ISBN at the bottom.
Seven Dragons uses ISBN, so there's no reason why we couldn't use an ISBN. It's typically used for publications, but because we're using so many words on our cards, I would consider it a publication of sorts, like a book publication. But
okay.
I don't know. So, doing that this week, and that's one of the only other things. I have a long list of stuff that I have to do. It's ridiculous.
I
showed Greg.
I saw the list yesterday. I wanted to vomit.
It's pretty bad. It's a lot of stuff. Plus, I'm playing catch-up for the week and a half that the computers were down. So
did you solve your problem solved though, right?
For now, yeah. I mean, like, I have to fix the computers still,
okay.
But I just downloaded the trials.
Did you want me to help you install 7, or did you need some help with that?
Yeah, probably at some point, but right now it's not important.
Okay.
The first thing that needs to happen is we need to get this to go to the printer, and then
okay.
after that.
Okay. So then you're good
for now, yeah.
Okay.
Right on.
That's
goals for the week. So I just went over one goal. ISBN numbers, box template.
I already said my goal was to get the last two pieces of art in.
Yeah.
I will get a last name for this Abigail woman.
this week we have to get every card finalized.
Yeah, everything needs to be done.
Right now we've got probably, say roughly 80-85% of the set just done, finalized, with the possible exception of flavor text. Because there's a lot of cards that have room for it that we didn't expect.
Yeah.
But
is that why some of the cards I saw look like they should have flavor text?
Yeah, because some of them we made the text
change the wording
a little bit, or it just didn't take up as much space as we thought it would.
Oh, I see.
So we now should, there's a little bit of empty spots.
You should meet up with me and we can do that.
The other things, the thing we saved for last is all of the Aeon cards have not been completed yet.
The what?
The actual Aeon cards, the Time Travelers.
Oh, I see.
They have not been put into the Temples of Frames yet. what we did is we worked on all the individual cards first because we want to make sure that whatever format we're using is what, you know, that the Aeon is representative of all of the cards in their faction, right? And if we started with the Aeon and ended up having to make changes, we'd have to go back every time we decided something was different in the template and change the Aeon. So now everything else being done, we just put the Aeon together and everything's good to go. And then we also have the eras. And like we said, we're waiting on two pieces of art. Greg mentioned we're waiting on two pieces of art for the eras, the future and past era.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I can't put those together until we have the art. But other than that, those are my goals for the week. That and then taking that art and applying it to our rules book so that we have illustrations to explain to people what's going on. Rather than just text explaining, this is how you play the game, there's also illustrations that show examples of this card goes here and this card goes here and this is how, you know, this is what it looks like when you flip a trap card over type stuff.
Yeah.
And and making sure that all of that fits into that rule book. So I'm actually really excited about getting all that done. We put a lot of work into it this week, and like Thomas mentioned, getting it all
organized
and all of the, you know, deciding it.
And
you know, there are what, like 9 different text boxes on each card, and we had to decide what font was for each of those things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 text boxes for each card. And we had to decide the font for everyone and the size and any effects, and we had to put all that together. And so I'm really excited that we got all that taken care of and straightened out.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
Thomas is over here counting. Right?
I think there's 7, actually. What's the 8th? There's the requirement.
Uh-huh.
There's the draw.
Uh-huh.
There's the faction.
Okay, you skipped name, the time.
I'm getting there. Name, okay. The time.
Uh-huh.
The type and the actual effect.
The text box and the image box.
The text box.
Oh, you're counting the image box as text box?
I was not. I was not also not counting the faction. The flavor text box is separate.
Oh,
the illustration credit is separate.
Yeah.
The copyright line and collector number is separate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, in that case, now you're talking like 11, then.
Yeah, so there's a lot of those things.
On each card?
Yeah.
Every card.
So we had to do all those individually. So... You know, what's cool about that, what actually has been one of the best tools that we've used for this is Google Docs.
I know, you're telling me. Amen to Google Docs.
And who told you to use that?
So
Ryan and Jess.
So the Google Docs thing is great because, for those of you that don't know, I can be working on a document, and not only is it accessible to somebody else, but we can actually work on it at the same time from different locations.
Yeah.
Last night, Thomas and I were working on the spreadsheet that has our MasterCard database. And it was in Google Docs, and we're both just typing away, chatting to each other about changes that we're making. And it was very convenient that, you know, we didn't have to call each other on the phone every 5 minutes and go, so hey, what about this change that we're doing? We could just send messages to each other.
There's a chat window, I forgot.
There's a chat window, and you can leave comments and everything else. And I could see the changes he was making as he was making them.
Yeah,
and
live. It was awesome.
And so it was super convenient.
Yep.
We could just follow each other. It also, you know, it would tell me also, it'd show if he had a cell highlighted.
Yeah.
So that we didn't step on each other, be like trying to edit the same cell at the same time.
Yep.
And it was... Yeah, I have just. That's probably been the most efficient tool that we've used.
Google, send us money.
You know, what's other interesting that you guys don't know about it, may not know, is that if you say, like, hey, you know, Ryan, I need you to change the cell, you can set settings in there, and then you'll get an email if I change the sheet.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
So then you're like, oh, did you change the sheet? Oh, you changed the sheet. Then you can look at it, and then if he's out somewhere about and needs to check on his phone, it's pretty amazing. We use it for work. Multi-million-dollar company.
And they limit it now, right? It's like
what's that?
They limited down to like 10 users or something like that on a spreadsheet. Didn't you tell me something like that?
No.
Oh, they didn't?
No, they didn't. No.
Oh, I thought
they got hundreds of people. So.
Wow, that's awesome.
They have tons of people.
It's amazing.
So again, you can send that money to.
Remember, Google Skynet.
I love he said that, but then he didn't say the address. Like,
don't forget, there's Skynet. So I don't think they're sending money to anybody.
Yeah, yeah. So, but no, it's serious.
They
it's
are
really
time travel.
It's a really great tool, and you know, thank you Google for having that. But it's it's been a really good tool. That and I can just access it from anywhere. You know, I have more than one computer, and it's really nice to be able to edit something, and then get on my other computer and open up the same document to edit it, and I don't have to worry about transferring it over or anything like that.
Pure essence of Google Cloud. That's how the cloud should work.
Yeah.
A Google Cloud.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
So, what didn't get done this week? What are we talking about?
Sorry. We're talking about goals for next week.
Goals for next week.
Oh, there's something I did want to say. It's kind of interesting how the whole project, you know, in the beginning, you know, we get this explosion of ideas and we're rushing and everything. You know, Thomas is working his butt off and getting a bunch of things done and playtesting, trying different cards, and it's moving so fast. And then as we get near the end, it's like
slow down,
and there's so many little things you have to do, and you have to be slow because there's so much detail, like stuff like the artist's name, giving credit, making sure that the text boxes are lined up, so that when it comes out to print, you have some perfect cards.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting how it's all kind of coming together, and then you're thinking to yourself as you're putting this problem together, or you're putting the project together, it's like, man, there has to be a better and faster way to do this. We can't go back in time and change it. But we know that we're learning really a lot of great stuff along the way, which is pretty cool. And the next time around, when we do the next release, we're going to have everything in one place.
Yes.
So that we don't have to redo
it. You're developing our systems.
It's been interesting getting everybody into this mode of not coming up with new ideas for the game anymore and into just...
Yeah, that is tough. That's a tough
because,
one.
You know, it happens that we'll be going along, okay, we got all these cards finalized, we're, you know, this is good to go, it's ready. Hey, what about this? I don't want you to come up with a new idea right now.
Yeah, just told me that the other day.
It was kind of funny. What's that?
It's like, I got this great idea for this card concept, and like we could do it in like, you know, 10 sets now on the road, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I think we should focus on finishing this.
I think I said that before some months ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, and just even at this point, even minor changes have significant
impact
on what we're doing.
Yeah.
Last night, Thomas and I were talking about a name change for a card that, you know, it doesn't seem like it's that big deal. They changed the name on the card. Well, the way we have our set numbered, that caused us to need to renumber several of the things in the... several cards in the set, and it just, you know, it's important to remember when we're doing all this that it has such a strong impact, every little change we make at this point.
Yep.
But, so, I guess what I'm trying to say is, stop coming up with new ideas. No, I'm kidding.
I will never stop, but I will write them down and keep them in my notes until it goes to print, and then I'll be all excited about them again.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you guys are doing a great job with the cards. I mean, the fact that you're having a number system at the bottom of the cards, I would just say, if you have that problem, just get rid of the numbers. You know what I mean?
It's important for later on down the road so it stays organized.
No, I mean, it's going to be organized no matter what, I think. But
people that want to collect the set, too.
Yeah.
People that want to collect the set want to know. On the other hand, if we ever do any kind of database for it at all, it's going to keep things way more organized to go, this is card number 62, instead of this is whatever card number 62 is, which I don't know off the top of my head.
Right.
Yeah. Which we will have a database.
Yeah. So that rather than... It just makes it easier for a computer to deal with.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
We got one on closing statement. We're gonna lighten up the situation just a little bit. We're gonna start with Thomas on this, and I want everyone to really think about it. All right.
This is an important topic. Life changing.
Hold on. We're gonna go one at a time. We'll start with Thomas. Go clockwise. All right. Which Magic card art would you get tattooed on you if you had to get one?
If
you had to get one, there's a gun to your head. You have to get one. What would you get?
And you have to come up within the next 30 seconds.
Fire blast.
That's a really good one for Thomas. No one would know, but Thomas is his favorite card. What about you, Lance?
Man, why you gotta put me on
the spot? Because you're in the room.
That's fair. Probably something from the Scars block, because I like the Scars block.
20 seconds left, Lance.
I would probably say, God, I'm gonna get my bullet in my head.
No pressure.
I would probably say, like, Mirror Galvanizer, maybe. I like that card. Okay. Either that or one of the lands, because I love the lands. The land cards, like the Sea Chrome Crows.
That's a really cool name for a card, one of those lands.
One of them lands. One of them there lands over there. Maybe Hero of Oxen Ridge.
Yeah. All right. That's actually really good.
Yeah, Hero of Oxen Ridge.
Hero of Oxen Ridge is good.
Okay, we're getting serious here. The one I would get, if I had to get one, is a classic. Necropotence.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. That's good.
Not only is it a really cool piece of art, the original one, but it's a game-changing card, too. What about you, Jess?
All right, so... The thing is, I would want to get Goblin Mime from Unhinged, but only if you could do the foiling in Tattoo, because the card has different art in the foil. In the regular art, it looks like the mime is trying to get out of a box. Okay, and the foil actually has the box in the foiling he's trying to get out of.
Cool.
So you'd have to, like, if you could do that for me, then. Then that's what I'd want. But yeah, I like the image of this goblin being all
a French mime.
French and mimey is just really funny to me, and I think that's what I'd want.
That's awesome. What about you, Mr. Saplin?
I try to be cliche and try to find some, you know, hot chick and like angel. Because it seems to be that to be something that you just put on your arm or your back or your shoulder.
Which I saw that on your Twitter post. Yeah. That angel.
What was that one? Fireman angel?
It starts with an R. Jess probably knows what it is.
Razia?
It's something like that.
Some angel with a
fiery sword. Yeah, you were talking about Razia, Boros Archangel.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I wanted to tell you that that tattoo topic of getting that is very 1983, like, biker-ish.
Yeah, I can't help it. That's where I'm at. That's where my brain is at.
You're old.
Randomly, what kind of came on my head when he brought up a mime, I was thinking of Rancor would be pretty cool.
I think mine's the best so far.
The Rancor would be pretty cool.
No.
Hero of Oxen Ridge on my back is like, oh!
I wouldn't want all the green, but...
Chump Blackers, get away!
I got a better one.
Just get Fire Black Mana Symbols in a line in a very inappropriate place.
I got a better one.
Try getting the tap symbol on an inappropriate place.
I got a better one. Just to make Greg upset, I would actually get... Burning Wish put on her arm.
Nice. That's not even that bad. No, but if you got Riku
or Riku, either one, maybe both of them.
I'll do it for you, man.
That's funny.
I think that's it. That's a nice way to end it on a light note.
Yep. Thank you for listening.
Ciao.
Go visit us at timetravelgame.com.